Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. A fish without water can't breathe, and we can't live without water either. According to our guest today, staying hydrated is one of the most important ways to stay vibrant and youthful, no matter our age, and also to maintain a proper body weight. But most of us are dehydrated without even realizing it. So staying hydrated, definitely an essential part of staying healthy. While drinking water can easily meet this requirement, eating lots of water-rich foods not only helps you meet your proper hydration needs, also offers a wealth of health benefits. Today, our guest, holistic health expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., who gives talks worldwide on optimum nutrition, and they always include simple ways to keep your body hydrated with water and more. Today, she will focus on how to keep your body hydrated with foods high in water content, along with a little information on each food and why staying hydrated is so important. You'll want to take notes on the 15 foods she tells us about today that are water rich. Have a pen, paper ready. Welcome back to the program, Dr. Susan.
You know, Rick, hi, by the way. Thank you for having me back. I love this topic because there's simple things you can do that even don't cost that much money that can make a world of difference in your health, because a majority of people in America and worldwide, you know, in civilized countries around the world, are very dehydrated. So this is a topic that can change everyone's lives if you incorporate what we talk about today.
You know, it's interesting when you say this will help you stay youthful. First of all, you have my attention with that. And then you talk about how most of us are dehydrated. What happens if we are deficient in water?
So let's first understand that water is an essential nutrient that's required to maintain homeostasis in our bodies. If you have a deficiency in water, that, you know, we know that's called dehydration, it can lead to headaches, loss of appetite. Some people might look at that as a good thing, but it's still not healthy. Mental confusion, tiredness, even seizures. And we know that excessive dehydration can lead to death. So it's important to keep your body hydrated with the right kind of water and water-rich foods.
The right kind of water, that's interesting. What's your favorite kind of water? So many different options. We're being bombarded all the time. What's your favorite kind of water to use?
Yes. Now, we've talked about this before, and I posted a blog today for your listeners, but there's a device called the Ionizer Plus. I've had mine for 20 years. It's a small, simple device. You put it in your kitchen or your office, and it takes your water and it removes all the bacteria, the chemicals, the viruses in the water, and it creates the perfect pH alkaline-rich water. And why is that important? Because if you eat any animal products at all or any junk foods, or if you're under extra stress and you don't get enough sleep, your body is over-acidic. And it's so important to keep your body on the alkaline side. And so even if you don't eat a perfect diet, the way to do that is with water. And I've had my device for 20 years. Nothing has ever broken down in it. And I make delicious, purified, alkaline-rich water. Besides cleansing the water, it electrolyzes it. Sounds kind of complex, but it changes it from junky water from the tap to alkaline water, and it reduces the cluster size of the water molecules, which allows a deeper and faster penetration of the water at a cellular level, and that helps to regulate your body temperature and your body's pH more efficiently. And 3 days on this water, you will see more beautiful skin. It will start to clear up digestive problems. You'll sleep better. Not only that, but it helps to provide more minerals for your body. It improves blood circulation by lowering blood viscosity. You will love this one. It helps neutralize a hangover more quickly and easily. And the company is so sure about this because millions of people have this device. They sell it all over the world. It's in Boulder, Colorado, the company. But if you have any digestive issues, whether it's diarrhea, constipation, we hope nobody's eating a meal right now, chronic heartburn, you know, any indigestion, irritable bowel syndrome, within 7 to 10 days, it will pretty much be cleared up and guaranteed in 30 days. And in 30 days, if you don't see a world of difference in your health and vitality, and it helps with headaches and chronic fatigue and brain fog and energy, they'll give you a complete refund. It comes out to be 14 cents a gallon. And they also give you $300 off if you use my name, Susan Jones, as a code. So here's their telephone number. You can get more information from the company. I don't sell any products. It's just that I've used it for 20 years. I use it in all my recipes, and I drink about 8 glasses a day of the water. Their toll-free number is 800-794-5355, 800-794-5355, and go to my blog today. You can read all about water and the benefits of this alkaline water.
And you'll find all of that at Dr. Susan's website, which is very simple, susansmithjones.com. Of course, link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about how much water you drink a day. Let's get very basic here, and then we'll get into some of the foods you want to discuss in the program. Why is staying hydrated so important, and how much water should we drink?
Yeah, exactly. Well, about, give or take, 70% of the body is made up of water. So it's vital to our health. The body's cells and tissues rely on the fluids to deliver nutrients and to flush toxins and other harmful materials away. And as we get older, the body loses its ability to crave liquids when the fluids are low. So it's really important to keep your body hydrated. And, you know, the old rule of thumb is 8 glasses of water a day.
Yes.
And some experts recommend more, especially if you're in a dry climate, if you fly a lot, if it's hot where you live. Now, for many people, that can seem like a daunting task. But the catch is you don't have to drink all of the water. Roughly 20% of our daily H2O intake comes from foods, and especially fruits and vegetables. So what we'll do now is we'll go over 15 hugely hydrating foods, which are all almost 90% water or more by weight. And you want to keep these foods year-round in your kitchen and in your refrigerator.
Okay, now the 15, and by the way, I'll direct you to the website, because what we're talking about today, what Dr. Susan is talking about, you'll find on our website, susansmithjones.com. We're talking about 15 foods that you say will help hydrate our bodies. Give us the food, and then a little fun fact about them as well.
It has to be fun.
Yes.
And by the way, I talk more about this in my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. Okay, number one. Leafy greens and spinach. Now, even though iceberg lettuce isn't the best lettuce for nutritional value, it tops the list of all the other lettuces in terms of water content. It's 96%, and it's high in fiber. It helps keep your digestive tract in good working order. It's got good amounts of vitamin A and K, and those nutrients help with bone and immune health. And then other greens are water-rich that are good for you, like spinach, kale, Swiss chard, and endive. And while the iceberg has the highest water content, spinach is actually a better overall bet with 91% water. So you want to pile spinach leaves high on your sandwich and your salads, because they give you almost as much built-in hydration, but with a greater nutritional punch. And spinach has the lutein, good for your eyes, potassium, fiber, and just one cup of raw leaves contains about 15% of your daily intake of vitamin E. And I'm always putting baby spinach leaves in my smoothies, a great way to add them into your diet.
Just amazed at the water content of leafy greens you're talking about in spinach. Strawberries, this is interesting berries. Let's talk about strawberries in particular. Talk about why they're important to the diet to keep us hydrated.
Yes, now here's another simple way to eat your water. All berries are good for hydration, but the red, juicy strawberries are the best of the bunch at about 91% water.
Wow.
Raspberries and blueberries hover at around 85%. That's still great. Blackberries at 88%. And I love strawberries in my smoothies. I always keep frozen ones in my freezer, so if they're not in season, they're readily available for me to use. It's always better if you eat yogurt, and you can also get non-dairy yogurt, but to get the yogurt plain and then take strawberries and slice them into the yogurt. And right there, you have a great combo of carbs, fiber, and protein in that little snack that makes a great post-workout recovery snack.
We're talking about 15 water-rich foods with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones on today's program, This Week in America. The next on the list I would not think of as being one of those where you eat your water. That's green peppers. I'm somewhat surprised at that.
Well, no, green peppers, actually all shades of peppers, I have a high water content, but green peppers lead the pack at 93%.
Wow.
Now listen, the red and yellow are 92, not that much of a difference.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, but the green but contrary to popular belief, the green peppers contain just as many antioxidants as their slightly sweeter siblings. And I love peppers. You make friends with them if you want to have beautiful skin, rich in antioxidants, and peppers are great for a pre-dinner or a late-night snack. I always encourage people to munch on veggies if they have a craving. But sometimes, you know, we can get a little bored of carrots and celery all the time.
Yes.
So peppers are great to slice up when you come home from work, maybe while you're making dinner or waiting for dinner. It is such a delicious and nutritious snack, high in water content, to always keep in your refrigerator. But remember, it's important to get those organically grown.
Celery, you mentioned celery, number four on the list of water-rich foods.
Yes. Now, there's a huge craze going around the United States where you make fresh celery juice in the morning and drink two cups, and within 10 minutes, you won't want to be far from your bathroom, and it will definitely clean you out. I've done it many mornings just because I juice most mornings. And celery comes in at 95%, and it's worth becoming one of your best friends. There's this urban legend that celery has negative calories, but
yes,
that isn't quite true.
Ooh.
But it's pretty close, because like all foods that are high in water, that means lower in calories, celery has only about 6 calories per stalk. And then its 1-2 punch of fiber and water fills you up and curbs your appetite. Celeries are rich in folate. That's great for the brain, vitamins A, C, and K. And thanks to the high water content, it neutralizes stomach acid and is often recommended as a natural remedy for heartburn and acid reflux. I'm never without celery.
I was going to say, that's sort of a multi-purpose food. That will help you out in a number of areas. Number five on the list, the 15 water-rich foods. If you like Casey Kasem, cutting down the top 15 here, for those old enough to remember Casey Kasem.
You sound like him, too.
That, I wish. Number five is apples.
Apples. Well, we often get tired of hearing that phrase, an apple a day
Yes. Keeps
the doctor away. But you know what? This phrase holds considerable water, I would say, because apples have an ample supply of water coming in at about 86% of the total weight, and they are a powerhouse of nutrients, vitamin C, B-complex, fiber, calcium, potassium, phosphorus, phytonutrients, and then apples really help the immune system, improve digestion. If you have constipation, an apple in the evening will help you a lot. It promotes heart health, beautiful skin, better vision. It helps reduce the risk of cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease. And keep in mind that green apples have less sugar than red. So if you're watching your sugar intake, maybe you choose green. You want to wash the apples thoroughly, and eating an unpeeled one for breakfast is great. Dice them up, put them in your salads. They're so good for you.
Number 6 on the list is cucumbers.
All right, cucumbers. That is a high-rolling, water-rich food at 95% water content.
I keep saying wow, but I'm amazed.
Well,
most of these are like over 85%. Most are over 90, actually.
That there's no water in the animal products you eat. This is why the theme here is fruits and vegetables for water-rich foods. Now, like potatoes, cucumbers, most people don't know this, are high in potassium. But they have another health benefit in the form of something called fisetin. And that is a plant. It's a great word to bring up at a boring party if you need to bring in some excitement. It's a plant polyphenol from the flavonoid group, and it's an anti-inflammatory that also helps to support brain health. And remember the saying, you're as cool as a cucumber?
Yes.
Well, the internal temperature of cucumbers is at least 10 degrees cooler than the outside, so there's truth to that.
You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, going to take a break, come back. We're talking about the 15 water-rich foods that you should have in your diet, and we're back to pick up our list after these messages. Don't go away. Welcome back This Week in America, coast to coast, 15 water-rich foods to help you stay hydrated and detoxified. Yes, simple ways to eat your water with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're going through 15 water-rich foods. We're up to number 7, cauliflower. Explain that to us.
Yes, and I hope everyone's writing these down because they need to be on your weekly grocery list. The water content of cauliflower is 92%, and Rick says, wow. And it's one of the most under-acclaimed vegetables when it comes to nutrient content. In fact, Rick, cauliflower contains almost every vitamin and mineral the body needs, including vitamin C, K, B6, B9, magnesium, potassium, pantothenic, other things. And while some people think it's a bland vegetable, boy, can you do great things with this. Now, I make mashed potatoes to make it more nutritious with cauliflower. I might do half cauliflower, half the potatoes. You will love this. You can take a big cauliflower, take out the leaves on the outside, and make big 1-inch slices across it, like it looks like a side view of the brain, you know, a big slice, an inch thick. Put a little bit of olive oil on it and spices, seasonings, and grill it. And even my local markets here in Brentwood and Santa Monica and Palisades, they sell pre-cut big 1-inch slices of cauliflower that you just open and put it right on your grill.
Great tips. And again, I will direct you to Dr. Susan's website for all this information and more, SusanSmithJones.com. Tomatoes next on the list, one of my favorites.
Yes. Yes. In fact, by the way, men, no better food on planet Earth to keep a healthy prostate. It is 95% water content, and nutrient-wise, they are no slouch. Tomatoes contain high amounts of lycopene. It's great for your eyes. It helps to prevent cancer. It's got A, C, potassium. So it's good to have tomatoes, whether they're baby tomatoes or big ones, all the time.
Broccoli, next on the list. I actually like broccoli. Is that strange?
Whoa, good for you. Unlike Bush, right?
Yes.
Yeah. broccoli, a lot of young people won't even know what we're talking about. Now, like its cousin, cauliflower, they're cousins, by the way.
Okay.
Broccoli gives you that satisfying crunch to a salad at 90% water content. And its nutritional profile, fiber, potassium, C, is even more impressive than cauliflower, because it has something in it called sulforaphane, and that's a potent compound that boosts the body's protective enzymes and flushes out cancer-causing chemicals. And even better than broccoli are broccoli sprouts. You know how I have that book, Kitchen Gardening, where I teach you about growing sprouts, but broccoli and broccoli sprouts, hardly any food better to keep your body healthy.
Here's one this time of year very popular, watermelons.
Yeah, 90, you'd think it might be a little bit more, but it's 92% water, and what it boasts is a high level of glutathione, and that's the body's primary antioxidant and detoxifier. And the glutathione in watermelon, it's good to have right now, it contains protein-building agents, assists with DNA synthesis and repair, and promotes enzyme activation. And I make watermelon juice a lot. I put a little mint in with it, and boy, is that delicious.
In the same category, I'm thinking cantaloupe.
Yes, cantaloupe. We cantaloupe, Rick. You're married.
No. That's true.
Yeah. Cantaloupe, it has 90% water, lots of vitamins, beta-carotene, egg, good for your skin. It's a high-fiber food that you can really never get enough of. When it's in season, enjoy it every day.
Grapefruit, next on the list at number 12.
Yep, if you want to lose weight, grapefruit. And by the way, the red, pink grapefruits have more nutritional value than the white ones. Mm. 90% water, helps lower cholesterol, will shrink your waistline. One grapefruit a day in studies can lower your cholesterol by about 15%, triglycerides by 27%. Eating a half a grapefruit, about 40 calories before a meal, in studies shows that it really helps you lose weight. It burns fat. It stabilizes blood sugar, helps to reduce cravings. Make friends with grapefruit.
And I'm moving that into the superfood category. That really does a lot, doesn't it?
And these are all really superfoods.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking about that. Yeah, you can put all of them in that category, including radishes, next on our list.
Now, this is a really cool root vegetable. They have so many different color radishes now. 95% water. It should be in your salads all the time. It gives you a burst of, you know, I'm a chef, and I've written recipe books, so I love radishes. Spicy, sweet flavor, lovely color. And they're rich in antioxidants like catechins that are found in green tea. And you can make a delicious coleslaw. You don't even need mayo in it. You just slice up some shredded cabbage, carrots, slice snow peas, chopped hazelnuts and parsley, toss in a few, maybe pine seeds, lemon juice, olive oil, salt and pepper with these radishes, and you will have a delicious coleslaw.
Back to the list of 15 water-rich foods. There's nothing cuter than a baby carrot.
I know. So a carrot is a carrot, right? Right?
Yes, yes.
Yes, thank you. But not when it comes to water content.
Ooh.
Because as it turns out, the baby-sized carrots that have become a staple in all the markets and lunchboxes contain more water, 90%, than the full-size, which is 88, you know, not that much lower. But these ready-to-eat convenience carrots, you know, it's hard to top that. You can open the bag up. You can dip them in one of your favorite foods, guacamole or hummus.
Mm-hmm.
And for a bit of added crunch and color, you can chop them up in salads and salsas. So, you know, keep those baby carrots at home. They're so beautiful, too. You just look at the color, at least for me, and it makes me happy. It is beautiful. Like you put orange carrots with a yellow and red bell pepper and, oh, my gosh, some baby tomatoes and cut up broccoli, and I'm just a happy camper.
Well, that's a beautiful picture that you're describing for us there. Now, last 15 water-rich foods coming in at number 15 by Freddie and the Dreamers, sprouts.
Yes. And again, check out my book, Kitchen Gardening. If you want to have one of the most nutritious foods literally on planet Earth, it's fresh-made sprouts. Alfalfa sprouts come in at 92% water, and these little seedlings take 2 minutes a day, and in 3 to 4 days, you have a huge jar at about 25 cents of homemade sprouts. You can't get homemade sprouts at the store. And they help you lose weight, they slow aging, they manage diabetes, improve digestion, improve your bone health, heart health, lower cholesterol. And even for women, men can eat it, but for women, there's some plant-based estrogen that helps reduce symptoms of menopause, regulates menstrual cycles, because they're so rich in fiber, it makes you feel full because they're also low in calories. It boosts your metabolism, one of the rare foods that does this, and you burn fat faster. And remember, you can grow them in your kitchen in 3 days, and it takes 2 minutes a day to tend to them. So check out my book on my website, Kitchen Gardening. You can learn, in that book, you can learn all about how to grow sprouts. My grandmother taught me as a teenager, and I've been doing it ever since.
Got about 30 seconds left here. You've gone through all of the 15 in the list. Give us 30 seconds why we really should be doing this so we consume more of these superfoods.
Yes. Well, so as you can see, there's no high water content in animal products. Fruits and vegetables are the best sources of water. They're high fiber, water-rich foods. They work great for weight management. They fill you up with fiber, make you feel full. Check out my monthly newsletters. I talk about these kind of foods in the newsletters all the time. The bottom line is you want to stay hydrated. It promotes good health, translates into overall head-to-toe health. And you don't always have to get all your hydration from the water. You can get it from the foods you eat.
This has been a good show. You've been able to educate. I was able to do my Casey Kasem with the little countdown there for a while. We, by the way, don't have time for a long-distance dedication on today's program, but we'll try to pick up on that the next time. With us, 15 water-rich foods to help you stay hydrated and detoxified, simple ways to eat your water. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, her website is susansmithjones.com. The book she mentioned there, Wired for High-Level Wellness, just one of over 30 books that she's written. You can actually get an autographed book if you go get that information at the website. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. We will check in next month. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. I'll see you next month.
Perfect. And the program is This Week in America. Check us out online, thisweekinamerica.us. Back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.